reconvene. 11:45. And we'll move to tab number four.
This will be brief after Doug's good news, which I could say this applied to fully to the DB and DC plan. You can flip to the next slide. As you may recall, I talked a couple times about this. In January of 2011, we submitted the plans, both plans, the DB and DC plan, to the IRS, requesting favorable determination. We received the first correspondence from the IRS in January of 2012 and a second one in February. We answered their questions. They had, you know, a handful of questions, and we replied and submitted our responses. We received favorable determination letters for both plans on April 16th of 2012. So that's very good news. As directed by the Retirement Committee, the DC plan participant accounts are being valued as of April 30th. You may recall that we said following the receipt of favorable determination letters, that month end would be the date that we value the participants' accounts. So we're in the process of having that done now. We're also in the process of holding employee meetings with plan participants to discuss the process of the distributions and also discuss income tax and penalty implications based upon their choices. We are expected to begin the distributions by the end of May and are hoping to have, I'm hopeful that we can get them all done by the end of June. And then at which time, I imagine that plan will be finished.
If you determine the value of that account on April 30th, mm-hmm. and obviously when you make the distribution, it's going to be different.
Yes.
What do you do with excess or shortage?
Well, we've already liquidated the money. We raised the money, okay. If you will, liquidated it just a few days after April 30th.
Okay.
So there should be a very minor, it's in cash right now, so there should be very, very little differential.
If it's the
Brazos River Authority's responsibility.
If it's short, it'd be Brazos River Authority. If we earned a little bit of money in that few days, then it will go towards paying plan expenses. We don't anticipate it will be very much, so we'll be fine doing that. And I have an amendment for both the DC and D plan that was required from the IRS determination letter, so that's the next agenda items.
Okay, we'll move right into that.